Now this is a dictation for Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Vibings, V as in boy, I, V as in Victor, I-N-S, March 2nd, 41, address as a letter to Dr. Page, P-A-G-E, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Page, follow-up for Teresa, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in April, comes accompanied with family member, two episodes of loss of consciousness without warning, apparently atrial fibrillation, evaluated emergency room Greenville. They were planning to do elective cardioversion. Transesophageal echo was done. Preserved ejection fraction 68%. Prior TAVR, moderate mitral regurgitation and enlargement of the left atrium. She already converted. They didn't do the procedure. They are talking about potential ablation, potential Watchman procedure. Didn't have palpitation, chest pain, dyspnea. Review system is negative. Medication list, I will highlight the new medicine metoprolol, Norvas, Lasix, hydralazine, terazosin. She's wearing a monitor for 2 weeks to complete it October 30. Today weight 145 stable, blood pressure nurse 160 over 60, blood pressure at home 130 to 150 over 40s. Lungs are clear, increases 2, no gross JVD, no pericardial wrap, no ascites, no gross edema, decreased hearing, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine is stable, 1.47. GFR 35, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, underlying hypertension at home, well controlled, a component of white coat hypertension, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium, calcium, normal potassium and acid base, no need for EPO treatment, recent problems of syncope, atrial fibrillation, monitor to assess for pulses and bradycardia, findings as indicated above, continue present blood pressure medications, she's not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.